Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. And I know I say this a lot, but thank you so much for listening and sharing and reviewing. You are a very important part of the Calvary. You are getting the word out. And together we are changing medicine. And together we are going to experience what I've talked about for a long time at this point, which is, you know, this being our time. This is a golden season for physicians because we are not wasting this crisis. We are leveraging this crisis to become the best version of ourselves, MD 2.0, which is so much better than, you know, MD. I keep talking about Vision 2025, a time when we would have fallen in love with medicine again. We would have the autonomy, would be the leaders in healthcare, both inside and outside the exam room. And we would have financial security again. And so we're on our way. And I'm glad you're a part of it. And I'm glad you're a part of spreading the word. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if, you know, this is one episode where I'll tell you from the beginning, this is going to be so good. I really do want you to intentionally share this with the doctors in your life and share it on social media. Please tag us, hashtag EntreMD. I want to give you a big shout out for being a part of the Calvary. And I can't wait. So let's talk about something fun. This is a statement that I made at the end of the EntreMD Business School Business Makeover Mastermind. And it's a statement that I've try to live by. It's a statement I've tried to challenge people to live by. And it really, really, really would, it would change your business. It is something that is so subtle, it's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And it will create quantum leaps. So think about something you have the capacity to do every day. Again, it's not easy, but it can create quantum leaps. The return on investment is huge, right? And this is kind of why we want to look at it and we want to get it done. And so in the mastermind, we had a lot of conversation. We had a lot of conversation around the mindset and the way the mastermind was set up. It wasn't a lot of, you know, teaching, like learn this, take notes and go home and do it. It was really a lot of reflection, a lot of auditing, a lot of now I know why it's not working. It's almost like empowering people to troubleshoot their own businesses. And people realize like I could show up like this version of me and I can be doing these kind of things and all of that. So people left with this consciousness that they were different, right? That they were different and they were going to get different things and they had changed their expectations and they changed so many things. But I understand the power of a room. And it's the power of a room, it's the power of a book, it's the power of a podcast. I understand that power. And that power, it's concentrated. So you are in the room with me. And I am somebody who, I'm a mentor. You've helped a lot of people build successful businesses, help them get really big breaks in their businesses. I've done all of those things. I have a lot of faith in physicians. And so I will root for you from, from now till forever, because I know we can do it. I have one of my gifts is the ability to demystify complicated things and reduce it to 3 to 5 steps and all of that. So you're in the room with that. And then there's the EntreMD Business School Network, like we call it the EBS Commonwealth, where you see people in all stages of businesses who have so much experience, so much wisdom, so much knowledge, so many connections, so many ideas. And so you're in community with them and you're going through this transformative process, right? And so this is not every day for you. This is not the way your everyday life is. But things like that have the ability to help you experience a big shift in a short time. But I also understand the tricks, okay? I also understand the tricks. I also understand that after doing all of that, when you get back to your business, there is going to be this thing of that was fake. Welcome back to the real life. Now let's continue from where we stopped, right? I understand that. And so some of my last words to them was this. I said, the gravitational pull of the old version of you is real. Like you're all the way up here. You're like, I'm showing up as this upgraded version of myself and all of this stuff. The gravitational pull of your old self is you. And so if you don't understand that, and if you don't proactively show up as a new version of you, if you don't protect the transformation that you've experienced, you can lose it. It can look like it didn't happen, right? And so, and it may not be right away. Right? It's kind of like over time, you just let it go, let it go. You're like, yeah, you know, I just believed all that stuff. Mm-mm. The gravitational pull is real. And so it is our job to then proactively show up as that person, proactively hold on to our transformation. It is our job to play offense and defense, right? Like that's our job. So I kind of want to show you how to do that. Now, you may not have been at the Entree MD Business School Business Makeover Mastermind. However, you listen to this podcast. Maybe you've come for some of our events. You've read the Entree MD Method book. You're like, yes, we can do this. And it just takes two or three or four disappointments to make you go like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I tried that before and it didn't work. I want to challenge you to come out of there. Okay, I want to challenge you to come out of there. So this is the deal. Is the deal. There is, I called it the gravitational pull, right? And the law of gravity is that everything that goes up must come down. When you start making breaks in your business, breaks in the way you show up, breaks in how you identify and things like that, there will be a gravitational pull to get you back to where you used to be. It is a real thing. Now, how do, like the law of gravity does state that everything that goes up must come down, but the planes are up. Right? The planes are up. And so why is that? And the plane is up because the plane has engaged another law that is superior to the law of gravity. And that is the law of lift. Okay? Is the law of lift. And so the law of lift didn't make gravity disappear. Gravity is still there. But it helps the plane overcome gravity. And so if a plane were ever to disengage from the law of lift, oh, it will come down because gravity didn't go anywhere, right? It didn't go anywhere. All right, so let's talk about as an entrepreneur, okay? So you went for a conference, you read a book, you listened to a podcast episode, you had this, you know, whatever it is, but you've come to this point where you're like, enough of that, out with the old, in with the new, okay? Now, being ignorant of the law of gravity will cost you your transformation, okay? But let's say now you're not ignorant anymore. You're listening to this podcast episode. You're not ignorant anymore. But you also have to understand, well, how do I engage the law of lift? Like the plane knows how the plane does that, but how do I, as an entrepreneur, engage the law of lift? And I'm going to give you a few things, okay? The first thing is you want to honor your transformation, right? You want to decide that from now henceforth, I am going to show up this way. I am the kind of entrepreneur who can build a seven-figure business. I am the kind of entrepreneur who can build a multiple seven-figure business. I am the kind of entrepreneur who can show up consistently and relentlessly to put myself out there. I am the kind of entrepreneur who can lead an A-team. I am the kind of entrepreneur building my dream business and my dream life at the same time. I'm the kind of entrepreneur who can speak confidently on stage. I'm the kind of entrepreneur who's not embarrassed to sell because I understand that selling is one of the highest levels of service to my audience. I am that kind of entrepreneur. Okay? All right. You have to identify what that is so you can hold on to it. Okay. Sometimes it seems like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I just want to know a tactic. This habit that we're discussing here, if you embrace it, you will become this person. I had a mentor who would say this, you can never find me the same after a 90-day period. And I was like, that's kind of bold. Okay. But it's true. And I started saying, you can't find me the same, like the same way of thinking, the same kind of results. No, I'm a different person every 90 days. If you embrace this process, you will be a different person every 90 days. Like you really will be, right? Who's up for that? And once you adopt that, that means your business is different every 90 days. When I look at the EntreMD Business School, the products we had when we started, or even after the first year, or even the second year, to the product we have now, it's like night and day. Why? This process I'm about to show you, right? It's fighting gravity. Actually, the law of lift doesn't really fight gravity. It's just dominating gravity. That's even better. Okay, so the first thing is acknowledge what that is, right? Acknowledge what that is. What is this new version of you? What is that? Right? So that's number one. Number two is there is a kind of, there is something you heard that made you decide or helped you see that you could be that upgraded version of yourself. You need to keep the input going. You don't remove yourself from that completely. That's not the way that works, right? And so for instance, say you came for one of our live events, right? And you're like, oh my goodness, I feel like a brand new person. Okay, document that. What does that mean? What does that look like? How do you show up? What kind of results does this new version of you get? But then you also come back and build a routine where every morning on my way to work, I listen to the EntreMD podcast. Why? The second I stop engaging the law of lift, the law of gravity is going to take me down. So what I heard, I want to put myself in a position to continue to hear things like it. Do you see what I mean? And so you're listening to that. You're listening to biographies of successful entrepreneurs. You're doing all this stuff. Why? You're engaging the law of lift. The input must continue. It must continue. Okay, you're listening to this. You're in the EntreMD Business School. We did the mastermind. But you have your weekly sessions. You have your success groups. You have the Facebook group where your people come and talk about their wins and their challenges and how they're overcoming them. You have all of those things. You make a new commitment to engage them, even at a higher level. Why? I want to be around the kind of things that created this transformation that I had. The input must continue. Okay? So you don't remove yourself from that because gravity is real and gravity's only job is to take everything that goes up and bring it right down. So that's number one. That's number two, okay? Number two is the input, okay? So there are books that you need to read. I love reading autobiographies, oh my word, right? Because it normalizes the experience of an entrepreneur, which is trials and triumphs, right? It's both of them. So the input, it has to continue. And the kind of input that created that transformation that you had, that's the second thing. The third thing is accountability, okay? Because you're gonna know what to do. You're gonna know how to show up. You're gonna know all of those things. But you are also going to, there is some fear that will make you decide, well, maybe I won't do that today. And the longer it takes you to do it, the higher the chances that you won't do it, right? So you need to build a system of accountability. And that could look like, you know, I've talked about this on the podcast before. Say you're someone who listens to the podcast. For you, it could look as simple as, you know what? I want to form an EntreMD accountability pod, right? And when you create one, let me know. I want to shout you out. Accountability pod where we're like, okay, we're both going to listen to, this is a group of six of us. We're going to listen to the podcast. We're going to listen to two episodes a week. And we are going to take action based on it, right? Like, so what you've done is you've created this accountability, right? You've created this whole accountability for yourself so that you're set up to take action. When you see some of the highest performers, you may think they're just so disciplined, and they are disciplined. But at the same time, they have a lot of accountability built in, so they don't get to not be disciplined. You know what I mean? And so the third thing is accountability, okay? The fourth is just like it. The fourth is, so for instance, for accountability, you know, we just had a mastermind and we talked a lot about revenue generation. We talked a lot about, you know, putting yourself out there and things like that. And there is a whole 30-day challenge that we're doing called the Askathon Challenge. And we are going to put ourselves out there with reckless abandon, right? And so it's like right after the mastermind, you're coming into this challenge. What is that? That's accountability. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is connected to it, and which is taking action in spite of fear, right? Doing it afraid. And we want to do it afraid because remember, every time you experience this thing and you're like, ooh, showing up as the new version of myself, the version of me who can hire, the version of me who can lead an A team, the version of me who can promote myself, the version of me who can create a seven-figure business, that version of me, you've never been that version before. You've never done those things before. And so there is going to be fear. And this is normal. This is completely normal. Okay. But you get to choose. I am going to let this fear stop me, or I am not going to let this fear stop me. We get to choose. Do you see what I'm saying? And so we don't have like the difference between unbelievable success and it didn't work. A lot of times is doing it afraid. A lot of time is doing it afraid, right? And so if you're going to be that person who experiences quantum leaps, if you're that person who's going to have these mental upgrades and you're like, oh my goodness, and you want it to translate to your business, then you're going to be a person who takes action, even if you're afraid. Okay? This is the action this version of me takes. I'm going to do it even if I'm afraid. Okay? Even if I'm afraid. Okay. So that's number four. And I tell people, I'm like, I have done almost everything I've done afraid. Almost everything. And, you know, and when I say afraid, I mean, fear is there. But remember, you know, it can be in the driver's seat or it can be in the passenger seat. If you're going to be someone who's going to have quantum leaps, you're going to have to put it in the passenger seat where it belongs. Like, stay over there. You can talk, but you don't get to vote. You don't get to drive. You don't get to do anything that has serious value. You just get to stay there and talk since you won't shut up, right? So you're going to do it afraid. So number one, you're going to document, okay, what this new version of you is like. You're going to document. If it takes you 4 pages, do it, okay? That's number one. Number two, you're going to manage your input, okay? The information that got you there needs to stay with you, okay? So that's number two. Number three, accountability. Number four, action, doing it afraid. Number five is really powerful, which is put yourself in a community of people who are doing things just like you. Okay? The people in that community, you know, when I look at some doctors in the business school, for instance, I look at doctors who have the privilege of being in a community of real life vision boards, right? Like you didn't make the vision board, you're looking at them. You're like, oh, look at what kind of coaching practice that one built. Oh, look at what kind of private practice that one built. Oh, look at that. She works a job and she's getting all these paid speaking gigs. And so you're just looking at all of this. And what it does, it's making the new version of you a more permanent thing, right? Like, so in the beginning, it's a fleeting thing that you can lose. You can forget about, but it's keeping it in front of you. Like, look at what could happen. Especially if you're not into comparitis and all these things people do, but like you can look at people's success and be inspired as opposed to intimidated. And that's a choice, by the way, right? And you look at that and they come and they tell you, ooh, I'm afraid of doing this, but I'm going to go do it. And they go do it and they come back and like, ooh, look what happened. And you're like, wait, what? There's somebody who made a statement during the mastermind and she said, I'm not an imposter. I realized everybody's doing it afraid. I realized everybody has challenges. I realized everybody has a story. I'm just one of the people. I'm not an imposter. These are the kind of things that happen in community, right? And so you want to build a community around you, a community of people who are doing what you're doing and doing more than you're doing, right? So you can stay in this place where, again, the inspiration, it's continuous. It's not a one-off thing, right? Like the one-off thing doesn't work. It works for the moment, but you want quantum leaps and you want leap after leap. You don't want to have one breakthrough in your business and you're done. You want this to continue. This is the secret. This is the strategy. The strategy is number one, document that new level. Number two, keep the input going. Number three, build the accountability. Number four, do it afraid. Do what the new version of you does. You're going to feel fear. Just stop letting it vote. Number five, build you a community of people who are doing stuff like that and people who are vision boards for you, real life people and people who will share, right? Not the highlight reel alone. Business is trials and triumphs, right? You want to get the whole picture, right? And so in their struggles, you can see yours and you're like, huh, apparently it's never stopped anybody from doing so. Everybody has those, right? And they see the wins. They're like, wait, we can do that? Like what? Right? And so build that community. Okay. So these five things make up the law of lift. And remember, this is probably the most important thing I'm going to say, even though I've said it already. The law of lift is required for as long as there is gravity. If you want to continue to rise, this is not something you start and stop, because when you stop engaging the law of lift, the law of gravity will be right there to take you down. You'll be right there, right? And so I want you to make a commitment to yourself. I believe if you're listening to this podcast, you are listening because you're somebody who want to take control of your business, whether you're an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur, you want to take control of your business, you want to take control of your life, and you want to explore your potential, right? Like you're like, I know there's more, right? I know there's more. You're probably this person. And if that is you, the law of lift is a lifestyle for you. It's a lifestyle habit that you just keep. I started investing in myself in 2017. I have not stopped. I listen to podcasts. I read the book. I build community. I do all of these things. I have the accountability. I have all of it. I have not stopped. Why? Because I haven't arrived. And gravity is real. I know if I abort this whole process, because of how much development I've done, it's not going to happen in a week or a month, probably. But the second you stop engaging the law of lift, you may not hit the ground right away, but you're going down, right? So I want you to adopt this is your new habit. This is what you do. If you're somebody who you're like, I want the hyper growth, I want the radical change and all of that stuff, and you're not in the EntreMD Business School, my goodness, come join us. Okay. EntreMD.com/business. Come join us. Come join us in the school. Okay. And, you know, turn in an application, even if you're unsure, you know, because I have my business strategist will get on a call with you and help you troubleshoot and see what your next best step can be. So you may be saying, I don't know if I can do this, whatever. Fine. But if you are committed, you're like, I don't want to stay the same. I want to create this quantum leaps. I want to pay the price to do it. Like I want to do the work to get there. Fill out an application. My team will help you sort out what exactly your next step would be. Okay. They'll help you work it out. Okay. But the law of lift. And whether you're in the school or not, this applies. Okay. Whether you're in the school or not, I want you to build your own, you know, five-part framework for engaging the law of lift and start doing it. And so that way, not only will you be creating wins, big wins, but you'll be creating win after win after win. It'll be leap after leap. You don't get stagnated. You don't get stuck. You don't stop because you're playing offense and you're engaging the law of lift. My hope for you is that gravity will never see you again. Gravity will never, ever see you again. And you keep pushing and you keep going forward and you keep transforming. You becoming more and more of who you really are. You know, that's one of the greatest gifts of entrepreneurship. It's so important to help people, but it's not even that. It's so important to make money. I mean, like, you know, but it's not that. It's who you become. It's who you discover. Like, you discover who you are. You become that version of yourself. It's so good. So good. And I would love that to be your experience. Okay. So like I said before, please share this episode with the other doctors in your life. Go make that quality decision. And I cannot wait to hear of your transformation. If you do go on to start an EntreMD accountability pod, an AP, you know, send me a DM, a PM, let me know, say, oh my goodness, we started it. And we're taking action steps based on each episode we listen to every week. We're holding ourselves accountable. I'm rooting for you. Okay. All right. So go share and I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive.
Just head out to entremd.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.